Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Just before the tape, I was identified by the Rand Paul campaign.
Because people like this are adding to the problem that we have today.
He didn't move during the procedure that I could see.
A young man by the name of Kyle came into my office.
He's going to hell, this bitch.
That's kind of annoying.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Later on, we're going to have that Marie Claire blogger. At least we'll be discussing that Marie Claire blogger. What do you think of her, Sean?
She's going to hell, this bitch.
Yeah, she talked about all those fat people, so we'll be talking about that. And we're also going to have, we have with us Justin McElroy, who's a 17-year-old student. He's a high school student from L.A. Canyon High School. He'll be discussing being bullied, being gay, and being bullied. And that's going to be coming up later on in our program. We also have, well, with the help of the ACLU, there are some sex offenders in Missouri now who are going to participate in Halloween activities. I don't say that to denigrate the ACLU, but that, you know, at least that's the way it was presented to me. Larry Grover and Justin McElroy on our program tonight. Our affiliate spotlight, San Francisco, KNEW 910 AM, Youngstown, Ohio, WKBN 570 AM. And don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com. We've got a brand new Classic Phil podcast, probably the greatest single call in the history of radio. I think I can safely say, just for humor, for relevance, for topicality, for just everything, we have it from our show in the year 2000. It's a Classic Phil podcast. It is a free download on our website right now. So go check it out. And we have an uncensored Phil show, Phil pre-show rant on the mortgage modification fraud is what we're calling it, because that's exactly what it is. PhilHendryShow.com. Check it out. Get a backstage pass. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. We're going to be bringing on the program right now Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County, who is involved in a assembly race here in the state of California. There's so many races that are going on throughout the country, and this is for the State Assembly of California. And really, and Larry, welcome to the program.
My pleasure, Phil. Thanks for having us back.
Always a pleasure, Larry. You are a Republican, registered Republican and conservative, and a Tea Party advocate, correct?
Well, I don't like to say I'm a Tea Party advocate, because these days that's such a lightning rod term, and I say not because I wouldn't be proud to be an advocate of Tea Party policies, but it often redounds negatively to the Tea Party when individuals say that I'm a Tea Party advocate. Because who knows, Larry Grover may wind up saying something during the course of the final days of this campaign that may not be 100% representative of the Tea Party, and I certainly don't want it to reflect badly on them. So let me say that I'm an admirer.
And well, economically.
Economically, I think we're pretty square. Economically, I think we're pretty square when it comes to myself, my views, and those of the Tea Party, which is at lower taxation, far more representation involved when it comes to voting on new taxes, getting this enormous destructive debt paid down as quickly as we can, and getting America back to work. If that's the Tea Party that you speak of, then I am 100% in favor of it.
Now, your opponent in the race is who? Warner Nolan, right?
Warner Nolan, he's a Democrat. He is a good man, and when I say he's a good man, I say that from a human standpoint. I think that his democratic liberal principles have been a part of what's led this country to ruin, and I don't have any problem in saying that. I don't denigrate Warner, and I have to tell you, Phil, and I appreciate very much for Mr. Nolan. It's been a pretty clean campaign so far.
That was my understanding, and you know, you both of you guys are to be congratulated on that, because so much of the liberal versus conservative is replete with the mudslinging, the ideologies being so entrenched, and both of them almost self-righteously so. You know.
Well, I think there's much in what you say that's true. I think we've gotten a little high on the horse. I think both sides have gotten a little high on high and mighty with the rhetoric, and I think it's a terrible thing to think of anybody to try to paint your opponent as non-patriotic or somebody that doesn't love their country simply because they don't share your political philosophy for the future of the country doesn't mean that they don't want the best thing. So, and he's a formidable candidate.
I see that at least in the polling, you guys are pretty even.
That is correct. I think we stand somewhere around 46-46, and there's a few undecided going into next week. So it's going to be interesting. We had only a couple of things this week that we were going to address, and it's something that I don't know whether you want me to bring it up now or after the break.
No, we'll let me give my phone number out to my listeners, and then we'll talk a little bit more with you about the Republican Party agenda and the race that you're involved in for assembly in the state of California against Warner Nolan. We're talking with Larry Grover, one of the founding members of Conservatives of Kern County, one of the early conservative groups in the country, built on the Ronald Reagan model, Larry, right?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. Ronald Reagan was the inspiration for Conservatives of Kern County, and we have never strayed far from, I suppose, if we had a wristband that said, what would Reagan do? I suppose you could say that would be not a bad way of saying how we do things.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Larry Grover on the line. And so going into the election next week, what are the issues that you will be focusing on? What do you anticipate, Mr. Nolan, to sort of rejoin with?
Well, we are aware of Warner Nolan and his liberal policies and philosophies. He is a father and a husband. I believe he's got four children, three daughters and a son. And we understand that he is far removed from the conservative view of life. That having been said, I don't necessarily think that makes him a bad father. What was disturbing, I suppose, Phil, were the reports that we got this morning. And we got those reports this morning primarily from Mr. Nolan's camp, that he had spent the evening last night in the company of his children, in the company of his wife, who I think might have been there early but then left. And this is the part that I found disturbing. His wife was there for only a few minutes and left the house. And my understanding even more is that she went to some kind of a function involving other women.
Okay.
And he was...
I didn't see anything in the news about this.
Well, let me explain. He was at home with his four children and was allowing them to view something which we find very disturbing. I did bounce this off a few of the principals in our Kern County group and some other people here in our campaign, and we felt that we needed to at least open the window on this and let the voters decide.
Well, tell me what this was. So he's at home.
He was at home, and he was allowing his children to view something on television, which was startling. When I heard this, I asked them to double-check. I didn't know if they were being honest with me. And it was this program last night on the Fox network that had this Rocky Horror Picture Show. And what is involved in this, Mr. Hendry, are dancers and singers. And I want to get my notes. Who are dancing in garter belts. They are dancing in stockings and gloves. These are male members of the cast. Tight gold shorts being worn by men. Women wearing very brief usher or usherette uniforms in lingerie, men wearing corsets. One of the characters is a woman and a man wearing a garter belt with black stockings. This was going on television, and this is for an adult audience. I don't know what they're thinking with it. I know you know.
Well, if you're talking about the Rocky Horror Picture Show that I know, which goes back many, many years to the mid-1970s. This was a favorite. It was a favorite entertainment of young people at that time to dress up in character.
Well, first of all, Glee is a TV show. They did a cover of the Rocky Horror Picture Show last night. Now, we already know that Glee is a show that sexualizes teenage boys and girls. My opponent then sits down with his children and watches a disturbing program of this, the Glee, which is now showing people cross-dressing, homosexuals, and so forth. I am not in any way, shape, or form criticizing...
Wait, Larry. Okay, this was Glee. Now, Glee is a show on the Fox TV network. It's very popular. How old are his kids?
Well, his children are middle schoolers, the teenagers, but they're underage. They're underage children. Now, this is my opponent in one of the most important assembly races in the state of California we've ever had, who sat down last night with his children and watched this program, Glee, which has, I made the joke the other day, I'll bet you, they're very glee, they have a lot of glee. They're gleeful about sexualizing kids. That's what their glee is about. The Rocky Horror Show that you mentioned has clear transsexual and transvestite characters. And Warner Nolan, my opponent in this race, is sitting down with his children and watching this show. That's all I'm saying.
I think you're talking about something. I don't want to debate this.
Well, I'm not debating it either. I mean, I know how I feel, and I feel very strongly, and I'm making this point to the people of California and to the people in your program. I mean, if the people don't care that Warner Nolan sits with his underage children and watches some show that celebrates transvestite and transsexual sex, then fine. I guess that's the way that this state's going. I hope not.
All right. Well, I'm going to interrupt you here for a minute, Larry. The Rocky Horror Picture Show, you would agree, because you're a little younger than me, but the Rocky Horror Picture Show was a major cultural event of youth culture in the 70s.
I understand all of that. I understand. And it was a midnight show as well. All right. But the fact is, it was still a movie that attracted homosexuals, transsexuals, transvestites, who dressed up.
Well, people got into costume to go see it. Whether the fans of the film were homosexuals and transsexuals, I can't make that comment. I know a lot of people who were straight went with their girlfriends, and they went to see this. And it has been, ever since the 70s, it has been an annual or a nightly or however often this is shown.
Well, in New York, it was very big, but there is the high concentration of homosexuals in New York. The concentration level is particularly high in Miami. And you have a thick, very thick and deep, thickening concentration of homosexuals in San Francisco and Los Angeles.
And all right, that may well be, but the fact is, it was a show that it has long-standing tradition in American culture, the Rocky Horror Picture Show. If you want to say it celebrates some sort of avant-garde or alternative kind of personality, I suppose we can say that. Now you have Glee. And the show last night was really a show about asking, should we present this? Should we do this show?
Well, but they did do the show because they're showing it on the TV network. Now, I don't want to make a big thing out of it, but if my opponent, Warner Nolan, wants to show his children transsexual and transvestite sex a week before we have an election in this state, you know, you're implying, Phil,
Well, let me tell you what you're implying, Larry, that if an adult watches the Rocky Horror Picture Show or Glee's version of it, they're a degenerate?
If they share it with a child, if they sat down with children and watched that, and I would say even if they watched it alone, and I don't know, you know...
Well, if I were to sit down and watch it...
Well, you're in the media. You have to watch these things.
All right, let's say any adult sits down and watches the Rocky Horror Show or Glee's version of it is a degenerate.
They can do anything they want. When they sit down with a child, as my opponent did, and you've got these guys in garter belts, you have homosexual and transsexual behavior, I've got to say something about it. I'm going up against this guy in an election in a week. I've got to say something about it.
Larry Grover with us, 877-876-PHIL, as he talks about Glee's presentation of the Rocky Horror Picture Show, Glee's presentation of the storyline. And the fact that his opponent in next week's assembly election, Warner Nolan, was watching this with his kids. Mr. Grover says that that was irresponsible, that it is a degenerate presentation showing transsexuals, transvestites, and degenerate personalities. And to sit down and watch it with his children was irresponsible. I'd like to get back into Bud, tell him that I want to talk to him. What is he? I want Larry to spell out what he thinks it says about Warner Nolan's opponent. 877-876-PHIL, if you have some thoughts on this, if you watch this with your kids. If not, why not? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back to our program. Larry Grover, we have callers to get to, Larry, as we discuss a week before our elections here and in all over North America, north of the border in Canada, as a matter of fact, election time is rolling around. Your assembly race in the state of California, an important one. Now, your opponent, Warner Nolan, who is a liberal Democrat, a progressive, you and he differ philosophically. You're mentioning the fact that he was watching this Rocky Horror Picture Show with his kids last night brings up something not having to do with his political philosophy, but the nature of the man.
Well, it does, Phil. And I didn't know there was no way to soft pedal this, but you have to understand this is a man who's already been reported to be listening to this. There's a boy, Justin Bieber. He's a boy. He's a 15-year-old boy. And this, Mr. Nolan, has spent an inordinate amount of time listening to this boy's music with his underage children. He spends a lot of time with them. I don't want to say what I think is in the minds of a lot of your listeners right now. I think there is something to investigate.
And are you saying the man is a pedophile?
I don't want to be the one to say that. I will present the evidence to you.
1 week before the election, it's a very explosive charge, sir.
I'm not saying that the man has committed a crime per se. I am saying that he spends an inordinate amount of time with his underage children.
877-876-PHIL. Let's take some phone calls here on the line in Toronto, Canada. Is Christine. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, Christine.
I think it's clear that you're very homophobic.
No,
we live in a world today where homosexuals, transvestites, and transsexuals are a part of our society, like it or not.
Well,
we live
do they dance in front of children? Do we hire them to come dance at our schools? I don't think so. We don't hire them to come.
You say that it's wrong for this man to have his middle-aged children watch this TV show. How do you know what
middle-aged? They're not middle-aged children. They're not middle-aged children, ma'am. They're not 50 years old.
But
the lady misspoke.
What conversation he had with his children before or after this television show aired? What is your issue with homosexuals?
My issue is not so much with them as with a man sitting down and enjoying himself watching transvestites.
You're exposing his children to what is relevant in society, to showing his children what they already know?
Well, I think it might be also relevant to watch someone spanking someone with a leather car aerial. Is that also relevant, or is that something not appropriate for children's eyes? So, my opponent in this campaign.
But the Fox Network felt that this was appropriate for children's eyes. Who are you to say how this man raises his children or what he says to his children before
this show? I don't let
the
Fox Network dictate to me,
man.
Well, the problem is you let the Fox Network tell you how to live. I don't. I allow myself to tell me how to live. And I
allow myself
to tell Nolan
how to live as well. And I've
no, you said the Fox Network was
show when I was 9 years old, the original one. And I'm a well-adjusted person. And let me tell you, when I was 9 years old, I was well aware of the fact that there are homosexuals in the world.
We certainly don't know whether
you're
well-adjusted. I'll take your word for it.
So
but I will say this. When you're a 9-year-old girl, were you wearing a garter belt at the age of 9? Yes or no?
Were you wearing? Were you 9 years old wearing the garter belt? Did this man have his children in
you.
Garter belt?
I find it shocking that you were allowed to go see the people dancing in a, with their underwear hanging
television.
Out when you're nine.
I think that your issue
Rocky Horror Picture Show is Rocky Horror Picture Show, as I said, is a cultural icon in our society, you know.
Well, this child, this woman says she was nine watching people running around with their, with the garters.
It came on TV at 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, well, sure. Does that mean it's okay? No. Now, I know you're in Canada, and I would love to sit down with the Canadian television people and ask them just exactly what they think they're trying to pull, showing children that.
All right, Christine, thank you. 877-876-PHIL. Back with Larry Grover as he talks about his assembly race with Warner Nolan.
Phil Hendry.
I don't know what they're trying to pull in Canada, but...
E.com.
Who are you to
guess? It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
My guest tonight as we lead up to the elections is Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. He's a Republican candidate for the Assembly in the state of California. He's going against his Democratic opponent, Warner Nolan. Conservative versus liberal, perhaps the economic philosophy of President Obama versus the economic philosophies of the Tea Party. You know, it's fair enough to say. Larry, you are talking about the personal life, the personal issues of your opponent, Mr. Nolan, the fact that he sat down and watched Glee and the Rocky Horror episode with his children, the fact that he listens to Justin Bieber music.
Well, Mr. Hendry, if you want me to talk about substantive issues about my opponent, The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody is another one of these programs that, and Smallville, along with Bieber, that focuses in very clearly and very distinctly on young people and the kind of bait that a Warner Nolan, were he a pedophile, take. Now, you know, here...
What can't this just be...
What kind of person, Mr. Hendry, watches a Justin Bieber, a 15-year-old, a cute boy, quote-unquote, with his kids?
The kind of man that might want to sit down with his and spend time with his children.
Well, you know, and that's your spin, okay? That's how you spin it. But let me posit something else. The wife leaves, she goes off, and she does things. Here's a man that's not spending quality time with a wife. This is a man that's sitting down and watching people in garter belts with his children. Then you throw in the sweet Zach and Cody. And
the Sweet Life of Zach and Cody?
That's correct. And
well, again, these are children shows that you watch with children.
Mr. Hendry, let me ask you something. You said to me during the break that you watched Phineas and Ferb.
When I was in the hospital. I was very sick, yeah.
And that means what? You're watching Phineas and Ferb, and you're telling me that I'm off. And
I was very sick. The only thing to watch on TV...
And you mentioned Hannah Montana. That's the point I wanted to make. So you're watching an underage girl.
Are you going to tell me that I've got some problem? You're going to tell me that I have a sexual problem?
What I'm telling you is... I don't think you're in a position to judge what I think Nolan's doing over there in his home, in a lakeside home, a very expensive home, while I'm sleeping in the home of my mother on a cot on a service porch.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Here is Sophia in San Antonio listening on KRPT. Sophia, how are you doing?
Great, thank you.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to make the comment that he's over here suggesting that his opponent is a pedophile, that he shouldn't be spending time with his children, shouldn't spend time with his wife. I personally believe that he's doing... In my eyes, he's a... Hold on, I'm talking here. I say that in my eyes, he is being a great dad. Because, I mean, how many days now, you know, nowadays you see parents spending time with their children... Sure, it's Justin Bieber now. Back then, in my days, it was Backstreet Boys. Before that, it was New Kids on the Block. I mean, you mean to tell me, and I'm pretty sure you cannot say that you don't know who Hannah Montana is and Justin Bieber and all that, because obviously you do. And you know who Zach and Cody is. So I'm pretty sure you do that
as well. Why is a grown man, you said that he should be spending time with his wife. He's not. He's sitting on a couch watching
Are you telling me you never seen any show or a music video or listen to been to a concert with any of your children or grandchildren?
What I do with my children is I break out the Lego blocks. We watch a wildlife program. We will watch many of the science shows. They watch the program. Certainly, we want our children to watch. But I don't have them sit with me while my wife is not anywhere near the house. She could be hundreds of miles away, and
so
they don't sit on my knee as we watch a man in a garter belt. No, I don't do that. No.
Glee.
Yeah, and the Glee. And the, what's that?
Yes, in order for you to know some of this stuff, you have to have seen it. I mean,
as an adult.
What they were doing, how they were dressed.
Well, I don't know what you're saying.
How do you know about Rocky Horror Picture Show?
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, you're talking about garter belts. You're talking about.
I did research on an internet, and I looked at pictures.
So you'd rather spend time searching things on the internet than spending time with your children? I mean, sure, no, Candyland, it's all fun and games as well, but, I mean, I'm pretty sure you're
Candyland.
Also listening to, Justin Bieber.
They
might not be Justin Bieber, but I'm pretty sure they watch the Twilight series.
Can I ask you a question, Miss, I'm going to make an assumption that you're Hispanic. How do you feel about an artist named Justin Bieber? I think it's about as offensive as
to the Hispanic
community.
Hispanic is because of my accent, or
I think your accent and the city you're calling from.
I live in Texas.
Not just Texas, but San Antonio, Texas, which is a beautiful city and has a great many wonderful Hispanic Americans. But to call yourself Justin Bieber to get the Hispanic support, to me,
what do you mean Bieber? It's Bieber.
Mr. Henry, you have spent this entire program cutting me off every time I'm trying to make a point. Ma'am, you're from San Antonio, so you're not Chinese. I think we can. You're not Chinese, right?
No.
Chinese? No, I don't think so.
All right, so she's from San Antonio. She may be Hispanic. It doesn't matter, Sophia. Fact that you said that Justin Bieber, you are completely. Out to lunch. So I have to ask myself this question. How aware are you? Okay.
Ma'am, I will tell you this much. My opponent rented The Karate Kid, the movie with Will Smith's underage son. Why wouldn't he rent a movie with a character who isn't a young, well-built boy? Yeah.
All right, Sophia, thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. That's a young woman that's trying to make sense of a lot of your questions.
That is to say, my questions are nonsensical. But
why are we not talking in this campaign, Larry, about the issues such as the economics? I think people are so weary.
I am weary of the personality issues as well, Mr. Henry. I am very weary of them. I wish I didn't have to bring this up. I wish to God, and I'm saying this as sincerely as I can, I wish to Almighty God my staff member hadn't walked in here this morning and said that Nolan was watching guys in garter belts last night with his children. I wish to God he hadn't said that. But once he did, I had to go to the public with it.
But what about the other issues, the taxation issues that are so important? These things that we have that we're struggling with, how we pull ourselves out of 10% unemployment in the state of California, 9.5% across the country. How do we pull our businesses back up?
Well, you know what? I have to hold on to what you're asking me questions. I want to know about that, too. This is something I can beat him with. If you're talking about me going toe-to-toe with him on how to make a tax or how to... I'm not that well-versed on it, but this I know.
877-876-PHIL. Let me go to a phone call in Whittier, California, listening on KTLK. Jeff, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Larry Grover.
Yeah. Hi.
Yes, sir.
I think this guy... He doesn't even know what he's talking about. I watched that episode of Glee last night,
And there was none of that stuff on there. The whole point of that episode was about children responsibly viewing something like that. And, they went through a whole big thing about why they weren't going to do this and that. And at the end, they decided not to put on the show.
Right.
Well, I understand that. But you know that Rocky Horror has a guy named Frankenfurter who wears a garter belt. You know that.
Yes, but they didn't have that on the episode last night.
And you know, and you've been talking about that they have a character that wears panties that's a man wearing panties. You know that.
Yes, but they didn't have that. They didn't have any cross-dressing on the episode. They didn't have any garter belt.
And you know that another guy wears stockings?
But are you hearing what the gentleman's saying, Larry?
I understand what he's saying. But what Mr. Nolan did last night is exposed his children, gave them a taste of what the, if you will, the transvestite nectar, and they're going to want to go and get the whole can. And this is how it starts.
You don't watch any of the shows you've been talking
young man,
about. None of those things happen on those shows. I've watched Phineas and Ferb is like one of the most innocent cartoons I've ever seen.
I understand that, I don't doubt that. But why is a man, a grown man, hanging around with kids all the time watching that stuff? Lay it on the floor and opening up the Halloween candy. You know what I'm talking about.
I told you it's a father spending time with his children.
That's one spin. That's one way to spin it. But there's a man named Bill O'Reilly who says there's a no-spin factor. Okay? Have you heard about the factor? Where he doesn't spin it?
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to stop the spin. And I'd like to put to you, my Democratic opponent is fooling around with Hannah Montana and Justin Bieber. And why? Because he prefers the company of children to adults. And why is that? Because I believe sexually and intellectually he's underdeveloped. Your comment, sir.
You talking to me?
No, I'm talking to your to the man.
None of that doesn't have anything to do with the big issues that we're talking about in this campaign.
Right, exactly.
We're talking about
in the
finance,
campaign.
The state budgets and...
we're talking about being able to afford things, Larry, you know.
I understand that, but Warner Nolan is an accountant, and he knows how to talk about taxes. I don't. I don't get it as well as he does. So if someone says, for instance, a bond, and the gentleman I'm talking to is named Jeff, right? Is your name Jeff, sir?
Yes, yes.
All right. Do you know what a bond issue is?
Sure.
I don't. And if someone brings that up in a debate, I can't get the words to come out of my mouth the way I want to, so I have to go...
So you're
there's something that
you,
I know.
All you want to do is distract with all this other BS.
No, I don't. No, sir. No, I don't want to distract.
Well, do you care about the economic issues?
I do, very much.
But you don't want to talk about those.
Because I don't know the difference. I got to get more up to speed on what is a bond issue, what's an assessment, you know? In the meantime, I got to beat this.
Don't ask me. I didn't call you to give you a civics lesson. You're the one that's running for office.
Yes, sir. But does your gaydar go off when you hear an adult male listening to Justin Bieber? Yes or no? Yeah, see?
No.
All right. You know, Larry, no, I don't think so. Thank you, sir, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. We have to take a break. You said something that I think is shocking. That you don't have a grasp of these issues, and so you need to talk about something you do understand to distract people.
I did not use the word distract. I did not use the word distract. I did not use the word distract.
No, you didn't use the word distract, but that's what you're doing. So you can get elected and get into office not knowing what a bond issue is or an assessment.
I can learn. In the meantime, I've got to beat this guy with the only weapons I've got. And that is the fact that this guy listens to Beaner or to Bieber and and he watches what's that other one that I mentioned? The Sweet Life of the Couple of Sweet Boys or something. Boy, they really got a pair on them at Disney, don't they?
All right, 877-876-PHIL with Larry Grover. The election coming up. and Larry needs to defeat Warner Nolan, his Democratic opponent. Does Larry know anything about the issues? No, but he does know that Mr. Nolan watches kid shows with his kids. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Yeah, I'll bet they're sweet. Zach and Gary are cool.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll.
All right, in this clip, there are men in underwear.
Not for very much longer.
I understand. This is from Glee, and this was the television episode of Glee, which they were attempting to do the Rocky Horror Picture Show. This is a pretty famous song from... Do the Time Warp's very famous song from the movie.
Well, Phil, it may be very famous from the movie, as you put it, but I am, again, I'm a father, and I have four daughters. And let me just say that. I have four daughters. I don't have four sons. I have four daughters. And that means that my life is tied up in my daughters and I got distracted. I don't know what happened.
Are you all right?
I got a little bit of a pain. I'm sorry, Phil.
Are you okay, Larry?
Well, it's been very stressful. I'm all right.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm okay. It's just been a very stressful campaign. I'm fighting, Phil, against the flood tide of a new kind of liberalism that wants to put men in women's underwear right in your daughter's bedroom. And I won't have it.
I don't think it's that bad.
No, you don't think it's that bad. Yes, it is that bad.
But you're saying your opponent, a man who spends time with his children, is one of the harbingers of that, and I think that that's an unfair accusation. 877-876-PHIL. Jim in Boston. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Larry Grover.
Hello. I have three
yes,
children,
sir.
A boy and two girls. They're young adults now, and they're very liberal. You know, Massachusetts is a liberal state. But, Larry, you know, it sounds to me like you have some real coping issues. You don't know the issues. You don't know what a bond issue is. You don't know about taxes.
Do you?
Why are
you
running for office?
Do you know what a bond issue is?
Why are you running for office? What do you intend to do?
Since you don't know what a bond issue is, I think I fairly well represent the average American who's been left behind in terms of the how economics is done and how they talk about it. When I get into office, I'm going to explain it to people in very plain language and not use a lot of big words. Okay?
What is it that you want?
I don't know what you mean. Your kids are liberal, so what is that? What am I supposed to... What does that mean? Did you watch a lot of Rocky Horror with them or something?
Well, everything that you're
anything.
Saying about this
you know,
guy... Sounds like it's just smoke.
Why did you say that you? Why did you say your kids are very liberal? What's that got to do with anything? I'm not talking about your kids. I am talking about kids that are at risk.
Well, what you're talking about is modern day society. It's like
modern day society where men walk around in women's garter belts. Is that what? Really? I don't think so, sir.
Fashion. That's not people beating other people over the head or hurting other individuals.
What fashion? You know guys that dress in women's stockings?
What
fashion?
That?
That's fashion that you're saying is fashion that's at a gay bar. That's not in the local schools.
So what's wrong with being gay?
Well, I mean, so in other words, there's the philosophy of the social versus the economic. And that's the problem that we're talking about here. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to, where were we? With Steve? Steve, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Good.
I got a question for Mr. Grover. And basically what the last caller said. The gentleman wants to run for office in one of the most economically damaged states of the Union. And he has no way or no clue of any of the issues. So basically your campaign, Mr. Grover...
You're talking about me?
Mr. Grover, let me finish my finish and ask my question.
All right. I thought you were talking about Warner Nolan.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nolan.
Basically, my name is Jerry Grover. You're talking about me?
Yes, he's talking about you. You don't know the issues. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah. Basically, your campaign is based on just any mudslinging that you can get away with to win your office.
Right now. But when I get into office, you watch. I will get up to speed on all the issues. But right now, I don't know how to talk about a lot of this stuff as good as he does. So
let me interrupt you for a second and ask this question. Okay?
All right.
You have a nuclear device. It's armed, and it's ready to go off in the next 24 hours. I'm the only individual in the neighborhood that you can get to disarm it, but I have no clue how to do it.
Uh-huh.
But I'll learn how to do it when I'm there.
What do you mean? Well, why would I ask you? You don't know how to do it. You don't know how to do it. Why would I ask you? You don't know how to do it. I'd go get somebody else.
You're saying that you don't know how to run the office.
Well, you're the only one in the neighborhood that knows how to do that.
Phil Hendry.
Nuclear weapon.